You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Hello and welcome to the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show. I'm your host, Dr. Kristen Lierley. And today we have a really special conversation with someone who's been lighting up stages and touching hearts for years. Actually, there are three people here.
I was just going to say, which one of us is that?
Yeah, but only one has wildly big blonde hair. Well, wait a minute. Only one wears a wild big blonde wig.
Oh, now I know who it is.
And also has... And what about the leather pants? The leather pants?
I have leather pants. But
do you wear them like Dennis Peters does?
I guarantee I do not.
So for those of you who don't know, Dennis Peters is the powerhouse voice behind the glam band. He is a musician who has given us countless unforgettable performances, and he's become family to so many of us across the state. His energy, his talent, his spirit have made, he's cracking up next to me, have made him not just a performer that we admire, but a friend that we cherish. And by we, I mean everybody in this community. And we're really seeing it now.
I appreciate you saying that. I talked the police officer away from handing out restraining orders this morning at the door. So yeah. We got that going
guy.
For us.
Yeah. So unfortunately, recently, Dennis has received news that nobody wants to hear. A stage 4 prostate cancer diagnosis.
Oh, I thought you were going to say your new daddy at age 56. I can hear it now.
Are you my daddy?
You never know. And if you all know Dennis the way that we do, you know he's the kind of person who's always been there for others. He's always the person who steps up and puts on a bold face and takes the stage and entertains. But asking for help, that's not easy, is it?
I'm a proud man.
Uh-huh.
Allegedly. Theoretically.
So today we're going to talk about Dennis Peters' journey, his music, and of course the benefit that has been organized to support him. It's called On Stage for Cancer because this community believes in taking care of our own. So Dennis, we are celebrating you today.
Woo-hoo! Sorry about that. Yay! I'd like to apologize to everybody in advance.
You are always on stage. You're parading around with a microphone. You are doing your thing. But today is different, isn't it?
Nope. Still a microphone in front of us. Back to you, Bob.
So you broke your story for the community right here, actually sitting in this chair where I'm sitting right now. Yep. That was, I watched that episode as we were preparing for this, our time together today. And that was a really, really brave thing to do.
I don't know about that, but I appreciate you saying that. It is kind of what it is, really.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wanted to come out at that time and say something because it was going to be about that time where people are going to maybe notice some things, some physical changes besides the mental.
That's always been there.
Yeah. Well, you'll have that. Yeah. people say, "Do you whistle when you walk?" I don't know. I just hear my ears going, "Ooh." But yeah, it was. People are going to probably notice, like, say my port, which I've brought along with us, and and maybe they would notice some fatigue and things like that, and not maybe the same type of show that I like to put on. I didn't know what it was going to be like, so I thought maybe I better get in front of it a little bit and say something at the time. And I appreciate the radio station here for, at that time, allowing me to say something in that regard. So I'm grateful to the people here in the station for that.
Let's back up a little bit for folks out there. Stay in your chair. Oh. Sit.
Next thing, I thought you were going to say walk this way or something.
Ooh. We're going to get to that. You didn't sing it, though.
Yeah, that's good. That's already good.
So let's back up a little bit because there may be folks out there who aren't familiar with your story.
Okay.
Tell us.
I was born a poor black child.
In Wild Rose, Wisconsin?
Yeah. Grew up in Appleton, actually Nina Menasha, went and moved to Wild Rose, I'd say third grade. Mm-hmm. Grew up there. Like seventh, eighth grade, had a big fall. I got pushed off some bleachers and injected my back and neck. So that's been real difficult with living normal, if you will, besides this space between here and here.
Mm-hmm.
But, we're not sure quite what you're asking, but I'm just kind of telling you my quick little story. Moved out, came back to Appleton, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Fell into music because that's what I really wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing that off and on for the longest time. And it's only now that people, I don't know, a lot of people my age have given it up. You know what I'm saying?
We're all about your age, by the way. So yeah. You're not going to get any sympathy from this crowd.
Oh, I'm not looking for any. Believe me. Believe me, you can't polish this. You know what I mean? So, but so I just, I guess I get stuck it out and the glam band kind of took off a bunch of years ago, and I'm fortunate to be out there in front of a lot of people. However, the dirty underside of that is people think they know you, mm-hmm. and they don't. You know, I'm a private person, really, yeah. and a very shy person. I was the shyest person in school. If you ever knew me from back in the day, I mean, I was the shyest person. I wouldn't even sit in a car and going through a car wash, kind of shy. That freaked me out.
Really?
It's just weird. Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't go into my grandparents' house when I was a kid, really little. It's like, I don't know these people. You know, I've come from a really, really introverted background. So to do this stuff, it's something I had to make a choice to do. You know, it's not really step out of a comfort zone to do. Where are we going again?
I think you're telling your story and you were setting the stage, literally, about our glam band and music. And then not being comfortable sharing the next part of your story.
Thank you. I pay
her
well.
You're trying to avoid the hard part, and I.
Yeah, so I'm a prideful person, and I've been told in my life by somebody in my past that pride would kill me one day, and maybe they're right. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? But then in January I was diagnosed with stage 4 metastatic castrate sensitive prostate cancer. It's stage 4B, which is about, that's not good, on the scale. That's kind of on the risky side of things. So I told myself, okay, let's get into this. Let's dig into this. Let's fight this thing and see what I can find out. I had a urologist that gave me 3 to 5 years. And I said, for what? He said, to live. I said, really? Well, okay. That was a bad experience for me. Mm-hmm. It's a guy that showed up 20 minutes for our appointment, didn't even look at my chart. And so he really lost credibility with me, from the beginning. And I'd actually explain everything that was going on in my chart just to make this thing go quicker. Well, closer to 5 years, he says, because you're young, you're healthy, All it did was make me mad. Mm-hmm. I mean, absolutely set a fireworks off in my person and said, you know what? That's the exact, thank you for saying that. Thank you for saying that, because that just really lit the fire in me. Mm-hmm. And so I've been doing most people in stage 4 are dealing with these days. The doctors are prescribing what's called triplet therapy. It's double testosterone blocking medication. So for those keeping score at home, anybody under 17, plug your ears in 3, 2. It's castrate. It's a chemical castration. All right, bring the kids back. All right, so that's what the medication is for. And it only lasts for maybe a couple of years. It's mm-hmm. to keep get your prostate androgens down, and they score that. And so my the PSA score is what they call it. Mine was 298.59 in January when I was diagnosed. And normal for somebody my age is between 0 and 3.5. Mm. So I've been doing those medications. Chemotherapy ended a couple of weeks ago. Just got my port removed, as I was mentioning before. Here it is, everybody. And then we wait. August 18th, we'll have bone scans, CT scans to compare and contrast, see where we're at. And right now, I'm just in the midst of throwing everything I can at this thing to try and see, from a holistic standpoint, diet standpoint, because that's the only thing that's probably going to be able to extend things for me, my life expectancy. So they're saying there's no cure for it. Everything I'm seeing says there's no cure for it. My current urologist that I see said, as I was going in for my last chemo, her words of encouragement were, enjoy the last good years you have left.
Oh, wow.
All that did is relit the fire in me. It just pissed me off. I said, well, I'm here to beat this thing. She lowers her head and... So there's that.
Well, I want to interject with, we have a lot of guidelines and we have a lot of opinions, right?
Oh, sure. You know what they say about opinions? They're like onions. They're spelled the same, similar. Anyway,
very close.
Lots of O's in it.
But it lit that fire in you to fight and to thrive and to continue going on. And I think that both Kim and I have had experience with people that we know where they were given 6 months. And she's actually the treasurer of our organization. 10 years later, is thriving.
Mm-hmm. And I should mention that is the voice of Chris Piatt. And earlier, you heard the voice of Kim Shefchik. They are the co-founders of On Stage for Cancer, and we're going to talk more about that. But coming up, it's important to mention we've got a benefit for Dennis.
Yes,
here in Green Bay. Tell us about it.
Absolutely, we have a benefit for Dennis coming up at Riverside Ballroom on July 31st. There are still some tables available. We were able to add 3 more tables, so you can purchase those at onstage4cancer.org. We will have a silent auction, a live auction, a full dinner. There's a performances for the evening, a full show. And
we are not the glam band, but we will entertain in our own way.
But there is a band, and we've got glam.
Amen.
So you can just connect that and, however you want.
And we do have several of Dennis's fan club in attendance, as well as his VIP fan, his wife, and some friends and family. So they'll be a part of it. Dennis will be making an appearance in his own way. And so we will definitely bring the glam.
And in addition to the tickets for the event, people can watch on live stream
and
contribute that way.
You like
and
your
there's
cozy
also,
couch?
Yes. And there's also an auction where people can participate. There are wonderful things
Lots
that have been donated.
Lots of things, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Amazing. We have a $1,000 gift certificate for cabinet refinishing. I think that is amazing.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, new cabinets.
I got cabinets in my van.
I bet you do.
Can you still refurbish?
But I think the connection with, you know, Dennis sharing his story and being very humble and not someone to share, like we were very fortunate connecting to be able to offer that, because as we exist to help people like Dennis and not only give them hope and help them thrive, but truly and honestly financial support. It's a diagnosis that unfortunately we have to face the reality of the cost of healthcare.
So if you could you tell the story about how this all came together? Because I saw an email, I think, from a member of our band from back in February or March. He reached out.
Yeah.
And I think I finally committed to you all in May.
Yeah.
And the reason I committed in May is because I was already at 25 grand out of pocket at that point. And I stopped counting at that point. You know, between out-of-pocket expenses, some lost income, et cetera.
Yeah, I mean,
and
speaking
that's only
of
just in that time frame,
like lighting the fire. So we were having an event regardless, because we raise money not just for a single person, but for Northeast Wisconsin, and we can talk more about that later. But we were like, you know, this is great. Kind of have the small event this year. You know, we had a featured thriver last year, but we didn't have that person yet. We just hadn't found that fire. And along came Dennis, literally a spark that we were like, dude, let's light that flame. And it took time. And feeling comfortable and connected with sharing your story. And it's just been a real fire within us and our board and this event. It's amazing. So we also have seen that flame and fire from you.
So I apologize for all of that.
No, we love it.
So pride got in the way. And I'm just, like I say, it's something that I'm not comfortable with. And it's so you made this very comfortable for me. And that's saying a lot about you, considering where I come from and whatnot. So I'm just really... It's just amazing to sit next to you and have this conversation, you know. So I'm grateful and humbled by this experience with you.
We very much appreciate you.
I'm so excited to just be at this table with you all. All right, coming up, we are gonna have to take a short break. But when we come back, do you guys want to listen to a little glam band?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, maybe sing along.
For sure. Yeah,
you can't stop us from singing along, actually. And later in the show, we're gonna do some Peter's Posse trivia. Because as it turns out, Dennis Peters is kind of like an onion with a lot of layers. So we're going to start peeling them when
we get
back.
Smell like one, too.
I was going to say, I don't smell anything right now.
You're listening to the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show on WGBW and WISS and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Not so long ago.
Welcome back to the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show. I'm Dr. Kristen Lierley, and I'm just hanging out with Chris Piatt and Kim Shefchik. They are co-founders of Onstage for Cancer. And Dennis Peters, who you might know as Dennis Lee Roth. He is the voice of the glam band. That is his voice that you're listening to right now.
Sorry about that.
I'm surprised you didn't bust into song Here and Now.
Oh, no. It's best sometimes to not do those things.
Now, everybody loves the glam band. Everybody loves Dennis. And Kim, you were just telling the story of how you became a fan and how you watched people literally just kind of gather as they were performing at the Kewaunee County Fair. I saw the same thing at Celebrate De Pere just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
That is just what the glam band does.
Yes.
I think they're there for the fireworks, honestly.
No.
I don't know.
As soon as
so.
The fireworks were gone, see ya.
You bring the fire.
Ba-dum-bum.
That's just the candle lit at both ends after those urologists told me to enjoy my life, what's left of it. Just saying, that's kind of a joke. If you can't laugh at yourself, well, you know.
It's true.
It is true.
Humor is medicine.
It is medicine. And Chris, you made a point earlier about thriving. And I love that you use the word thrive as you're talking about Onstage for Cancer. Tell us a little bit more about how this all evolved and how you ended up picking, working with, supporting Dennis.
I'll have Kim do the beginnings of our organization.
So literally, this was one of those signs from the universe that kept happening, kept happening. We should do this. We should do this. And I kept saying, nope, not now. No time. Too busy. Yada, yada. But inspired truly by close friends and family who were getting hit with a pretty hard diagnosis. And often a very aggressive diagnosis. There's no mistake in our name being On Stage for Cancer. Now, we don't exclusively say that we're only for Stage for Cancer, but that really is what lit the spark, that we've known people who've been told, yeah, good luck surviving, your time is limited. And so we made a specific choice in that name because we also said, doesn't matter how severe the diagnosis, we want you to thrive.
Yes.
And we want to support you. And these were people who were musicians, small business owners who were literally cut to their knees financially because their work, their gigs, their artistry, they couldn't perform because they were sick and trying to thrive. And so we decided, you know what, it's time. Last year, we put on our inaugural event for our good friend, local musician Audrey Nowak. And just it took off from there. And many of our board members are thrivers themselves,
wow,
which is pretty awesome and gives me chills every time I say it. And Chris, can share the next step.
The thrive part is the important part, right? We're all just that glimpse away from hearing the word.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it has such a connotation of it means it's over. Mm-hmm. You know, you now have to fight this until you die.
I've been told that plenty of times in other ways.
Right, you know.
It's over.
But
see this face? Not a victim. Just trying to say something. Moving on.
You know, being available now to people through this organization to raise money to take financial burdens away so that they can fight and thrive and enjoy every moment of life, whether it is 6 months or 15 years. You know, medicine changes every day, every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And, you know, 3 years today turns into, you know, 75 years old.
Yeah.
Turns into 80. And man, you remember when we went through that? So.
Yeah. And we heard about Dennis and the glam band and went, oh my gosh, let's connect.
This is perfect.
I mean, the universe has connected us each time when there was a need. And I truly believe that that was exactly why we're here today.
Well, and to your point about thriving and about all the time that it takes to fight this diagnosis. I mean, Dennis, you said the other day, trying to save your life is a full-time job.
I did. And then I realized I was wrong after diagnosis and started doing some investigative work and just trying to study up on what it is that's out there that I can learn for myself. I realized it's not just a full-time job. It's an all-the-time job.
Mm-hmm.
Every decision I make has to be good, for the right reasons, whether it be dietary, sleep, how I use my energy,
mm-hmm.
who I talk back to with, you know, either text or on social media and whatnot. Cause so many people have been reaching out and I'm so blessed for that.
It's exhausting.
It is exhausting. And then I have to repeat myself about the story over and over and over again, which is fine. You know, that comes with the territory too. And I get all that, but I need to escape that too. Mm-hmm. You know, I need to get away from that bubble.
Well, you were saying earlier, you're an introvert.
Yeah.
And that means that you, even though on stage, you look like you are completely out there and like, wow, amazing. You actually get your energy from being alone and recouping. And, you know, it's very different than what people might think.
I learned in science class that for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
Uh-huh.
And I like to spend a lot of time on the equal and opposite reaction aspect of things a lot. I like being by myself, spending time with my diggity dog and my cats and whatever. Mm-hmm. And my spouse when she allows me. that's where it's at for me, is to just find peace. And that's, I spend a lot of my week in trying to be in that spot.
But to be really clear, you appreciate all the reach outs and you love hearing from your fans.
I've been uplifted by prayers, and I'm telling you, it's real. Mm-hmm. Prayer is real. The effects of prayer is real. When the masses are so many people have been reaching out and praying for me, and I'm telling you, I feel like I'm walking on my toes. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've been leaving the ground for months already. Mm-hmm. It's carrying me through. And it's just not something you'd ever expect. Is it one person to see this coming back to you in the ways that it has been? It's unbelievable. It's overwhelming. It's emotional. And it's just something, it's surreal, mm-hmm. something I cannot grasp. And so it's just hard to say, why me? You know, why is there so many people reaching out? It just seems like the scale doesn't balance. It's so overwhelming. And I'm unbelievably grateful to everybody for that.
Yeah. And they're grateful to you for all those years of love and fun that you've given them.
I just didn't quit music. That's all. I'm one of the survivors because I just didn't quit.
That's right. All right. We got to take another short break. But before we do, the quick and dirty about On Stage for Cancer. It's Thursday, July 31st, 6 p.m. at the Riverside Theater, Riverside Ballroom. You can find out about it at onstage4cancer.org. You're listening to the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show on WGBW, WISS, and streaming live on the Civic Media app. Welcome back to the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show. I'm Dr. Kristen Lyerly, and I'm just chilling with Chris Piatt and Kim Shevchik, co-founders of On Stage for Cancer, and Dennis Peters, a.k.a. Dennis Lee Roth, the voice of the glam band. He's here. We are fighting for the right to party with you all today.
As sung by our lovely and talented Mr. Matt Savage on bass guitar. Way to rock it, Matty.
Uh-huh, way to go.
6'7" in barefoot, and he's probably about 7'2" with the hair and the boots.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, if you're not familiar with the glam band, it is all that and more.
He's a tall drink of water.
Now, Dennis is mightily battling stage 4 prostate cancer, and the On Stage 4 Cancer crew is throwing a party next Thursday, July 31st, at 6 p.m. at the Riverside Ballroom in support of Dennis. A few tables are still available, and if you can't be there in person, you can live stream the event as well. There's an online auction. There are so many ways to pitch in. T-shirts. We're sporting T-shirts today.
Aww.
So get involved. You can go to onstage4cancer.org. And if you missed the beginning of our conversation, because we've been going for a while here, you can always find it wherever you get your podcasts, on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, Substack. It's on all the places. And you can always find me here on Saturdays and Sundays at 3 on WGBW in Green Bay and WISS in Oshkosh. And of course, streaming on the Civic Media app.
She's smooth.
She's everywhere. You're in a lot of places.
What a professional you are.
She literally is in a lot of places.
You have no idea.
You cannot pin that woman down.
But I'm here every week.
That's awesome.
Because I love this. Like, how cool is it to be able to be doing this? And the work that we do, we don't do this. None of it. The singing, all of us, the singing, the charity, the being in the world and uplifting people every day like you do, Dennis. And it's hard to ask for help, but you need it right now. And that's why we're here.
I'm sorry. I'm hardwired that way. It's the way I was raised, just to kind of, you know, try to find a way on your own kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And I think I was raised right in that regard.
Yeah.
But maybe I just dug in too much over my lifetime, and that's okay.
Hey, listen, we all need each other.
I like to learn. I've put myself in a tough spot. Well, how do I dig myself out?
Mm-hmm.
And, but yeah, pride can be sometimes a detriment. And, you know, this is one of those times, I guess.
Well, let's go back to your childhood a little bit and more, because you guys ready to play a little
therapy alert.
Posse trivia. Okay, Peter's okay, posse trivia. Uh-huh.
Phew, I was way off.
Okay.
All that for nothing.
See, don't worry. Oh. It's all good.
Be happy.
Right. See, there goes the singing, and it was you first, Kim.
I know. I just envisioned the fish turning.
Now it's going to be stuck in your head. Okay. Dennis Peters is an introvert.
True.
Even though he is a...
ding, 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 ding.
Where's the bell?
Tell them what they've won, Don.
So surely someone as glamorous as Dennis Lee Roth Peters, he must have grown up in a big city, right? Surrounded by lights and sound and fashion. Where did Dennis grow up,
Kim? Wild Rose, Wisconsin.
Ooh.
Ding, 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 ding. Wait.
There's a technicality, because you did tell us that you weren't born in Wild Rose, but
that's true.
Need a mashup.
Well, the technicality I was going to come with is say, maybe I haven't grown up yet.
Oh, that's that true.
Ask around.
This trivia is hard. There's all these.
I'm still looking for my bell. I got nothing.
You got nothing. You just have to hit the table. Okay,
so fundamentally, she is correct, though. You are correct. I'm just being a smarty pants.
Yeah, let's hear more about that. You grew up on a farm.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Sort of. I grew up in town. The town was 585, and I think the next population sign, I think, popped up in, I don't know what it was. It was like 741, 749, whatever. Small town, no stop signs, a few yield signs, that kind of a
Optional.
Thing. So, but I lived in town, so my granddad and my uncle, who were on the farm, they called me City.
Because you lived in Wild Rose?
Yeah.
Metropolis of Wild Rose.
So we had to ride our bike all the way to the farm, and it was about 3 miles uphill both ways. You know how that is.
Oh, yeah.
Literally tough. Uphill.
With one pedal.
Oh, boy, and how. Avoiding dogs that would bite you and legit, you know, stuff. And so we would, my parents would send us out to the farm to work, picking rocks, throwing
picking
hay
rocks.
Bales around.
Oh, yeah.
Feeding the critters, watching animals die in front of your face. And, that was a tough one. And learned a lot about life from being on the farm. Learned a lot about work ethic, things of that nature.
What about music? Did you learn a lot about, I mean, you're on the farm.
Yeah, we sang work songs. Camptown ladies sing this song, doo-dah.
I've been working on Grandpa's farm.
Oh, that's interesting. We all have that farm connection.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
We all have family farm history in our DNA. That's pretty cool.
That is really
cool.
We all
have pick and stone calluses.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, but we didn't have a tree on the tree.
That's true.
As they say up north, the tree on the tree.
The tree on the tree.
The old green Ford.
Okay, I have another question for you. Ooh. Back in the day, Dennis was quite an athlete. Can you guess which sport Dennis excelled at?
Wrestling.
Oh, of course you would go with wrestling. That is Kim Shevchik.
That's because of my fat nose.
No, I'm married to a wrestling coach.
I did wrestle. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Chris? Is that the correct answer?
That is not.
Oh, I was going to say basketball.
Oh.
No. Look at these hands. Look how tiny these are.
Yeah, he can palm a ping pong ball.
Golf?
Nope.
Wild Rose Kim.
Wouldn't have a
There's
golf
no
club.
Golf.
I don't know. Isn't there a nice golf course down that way?
There is. There's several of them.
You can just tell them the truth anytime here, Dennis.
Hockey?
Attention.
How would I have hockey in Wild Rose?
I don't know. You got lakes.
She ain't lying. You ain't lying.
Football.
I ain't lying.
Go with the big one, football.
I wish.
You had the back injury.
Oh, baseball.
Yeah, I still played anyway. That's another story.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Yeah.
Track? Sprinter.
It was baseball.
Oh, baseball. Oh,
yeah. Yep, baseball was my...
Sorry.
That was my bag, baby. Yeah.
It wasn't just a little thing, though. I mean...
Big deal? Like,
it was a big deal.
He was legitly...
I mean, you tell the story, Dennis. It's your story.
I'll be brief. I'll try and do this in 15 seconds or so. I did some pro tryouts and stuff like that when I was going to college in Minnesota.
What?
Did a tryout with the Twins, Brewers, Reds.
Oh, my gosh.
I did know the scout from the Reds. He was scouting somebody else, And I caught his eye or whatever.
As you are known to do. Ka-chow.
Chow right out.
Ka-chow.
University of Wisconsin brought me in for a clinic. And I never really pitched. I pitched one game in high school, but they wanted me as a pitcher.
Ah.
I'm a lefty. And baseball was my thing.
Hmm.
But Wisconsin canceled the program the very next year. So Title IX, I think, is their excuse. But they had money. That's just ridiculous.
There's a leather ball.
Can you imagine what that would be like, playing baseball with leather pants on?
It would be hot. It would be a whole different kind of hot.
No.
In how many ways?
I am not playing baseball, not wearing leather pants while playing baseball, but would not wear leather pants and baseball with heat, at least.
For the record, an icebox, maybe? I try to never wear leather pants.
Outside of the show?
I try to never wear even.
Or those are not leather.
No, that's paint.
Literally.
Oh.
Inside secret.
We are releasing information here, people.
That forget sure the trivia. Now we're getting the tips.
That was a low resistance response. Wow. way out there. Way out space nuts. Like, what?
Vulnerability was that? Max.
Yikes. Okay, how about another trivia question?
Trivia.
Okay.
Dr. Reel us in, will you?
Uh-huh.
At least me, anyway.
Dennis?
I'm sorry. I'm way off.
You spent a little time in Minneapolis.
I did.
Mm-hmm. Right around the same time I did.
Is that something?
I know, it's the craziest thing.
But U of M grad.
U of M grad. Yeah.
We don't hold it against her.
Hey, my son's going there.
But, you know, you won't be able to experience the Metrodome the way that we experience the Metrodome. Because it's different now.
That was a mercy kill, letting that thing go.
Mm-hmm.
Gee whiz.
Now, the turf of the Metrodome was not the coolest thing that you experienced in the Twin Cities. You were a little outside of the city center. Can you guess where or what Dennis may have done back in the day when he was in the cities? Or, let me put it this way, who he might have been hanging out with.
Oh my God, was it Prince?
Randy Moss's roommate.
I said Prince.
Ding.
Shut that front door.
I would, but I can't find one.
That's so cool.
Did you have a raspberry beret?
Not that I saw.
Maybe you should have gone to the secondhand store.
That's funny.
Good tip.
That's funny.
That is so cool. Uh-huh. Oh my gosh. I'm near someone who was near Prince.
That doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Sorry.
He had a thing for my wife at the time, though. Yep.
Also scandal.
In the small world realm that we live in, mm-hmm. My current wife lived across the street from my first wife.
No way. Wow. The universe is crazy small.
Way.
And they knew each other.
And they knew each other, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So that's my takeaway from Prince. You know, they weren't the most neat things.
Hey, guess who's winning the trivia game?
I was actually just trying to figure that out in my head, and I was like, oh.
I just know she's so cool.
There's another question. I know there is, and I'm going to own it.
Okay,
yeah,
are you ready?
Will. I'm just getting lucky.
This is a hard one. Dennis used to have a regular job. What did he do?
Ooh. Regular.
Ooh.
I called it an unleaded job. I had to keep refilling the tank all the time.
I know, he told me this once.
It had something to do with burnout.
No, it was like computers or something with spreadsheets or
financial
something.
Financial advisor.
Ish, close. Warmer.
Warmer.
Accounting.
Insurance.
We did that.
Okay, so he said he did that, so...
Yeah,
you might
I think I get to tell him.
Primarily a mortgage guy.
Mortgages. I knew it was something with money and moving things that I don't understand. Okay.
Yep.
Turns out he's pretty good. Just bored. Okay.
Sure got dry in here. Holy wow.
Mortgages.
I like your job now, just fighting
Way
to continue
cooler.
To be awesome.
Thanks. Upgrade.
Can't tell you how blessed I am to be able to do it for a living.
It's super cool.
It's unbelievable. Without super it, cool. I would be in such trouble. Oh, my word.
Trouble.
Yeah, from a financial standpoint, it'd be terrible. I was before I got diagnosed, I was bouncing out of jobs, not trying to figure out what's going on. Yeah. As the slow progression goes on, I had about 3.5 to 4 good hours of energy a day. So by noon, I'm done. 11:30, I was already on fumes. So I was washing out on jobs for the last at least couple of years. And trying to figure out what's going on.
All the while your body was dealing with something it didn't know.
Why am I going to the men's room every hour and a half and sometimes can't make it, you know, and having to find other things to take with you to, you know, make sure you can do what you had to do.
Well, hey, enter OnStage for Cancer in our amazing community to help you financially.
That's amazing.
That is our goal.
Yeah.
So that you can just continue to worry about fighting and thriving.
And being the stage presence.
Can we talk about some of the performers who are going to be there for On Stage for Cancer? Because they too are thrivers.
I'm excited to hear about this.
Yeah. The Piat family, they also are very humble and don't like to admit how incredibly talented they are. Mm, yeah. Chris has two sons who are brilliant musicians, amazing voices. They'll be doing some songs. We've got the Power Tool Horns from Big Mouth local band and the Power Tool Horns. So we've got the Power Tool Horns and the drummer from the Big Mouth. And we've got Dan Weaver playing guitar. We've got Emily Paulson, who's a vocalist, sings in all sorts of events in our community. Caitlin Lloyd, who's sung in St. Norbert shows. And you got some amazingingly talented people, and
we had a house band rehearsal on Sunday, and it went really well. It was awesome.
So good.
I'm so excited.
Thursday,
6 p.m. at the Riverside Ballroom.
July 31st.
Find out more at onstage4cancer.org. And we're going to take a little bit of a short break here, but when we come back, Whammy Male Vocalist of the Year for the second year in a row sitting next to me here. Yeah, Dennis loves his fans and they love him too. So let's have a little bit of a love fest when we come back.
Love fest.
All right. You're listening to the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show on WGBW, WISS, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show. I'm Dr. Kristen Lyerly, and I am sitting next to Dennis Peters,
how's
AKA,
going, eh?
AKA Bob and Doug McKenzie, AKA Dennis Lee Roth, the voice of the glam band. And I also have Chris Piat and Kim Shefchik, like I don't know how to say your last name, with me. They are the co-founders of On Stage for Cancer, which is all set for next Thursday, July 31st at 6 p.m. at the Riverside Ballroom. This is an extraordinary event featuring a ridiculous amount of local talent all coming together for the benefit of one Dennis Lee Roth Peters, who is thriving with stage 4 prostate cancer.
That's it.
Can we just talk about the Peters posse for a minute?
You have
so many fans, and you've received message after message of support and love. It has to be overwhelming.
It's been in the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, honest Pete, of people reaching out with not just, you know, take care, beat this thing. I mean, personal messages with some heartfelt thought processes. So many people sending links, you know, to the watch, you know, to be more educated on the subject. You name it. It's been fantastic. People reaching out, say, if you need anything, let us know. A pride person is not going to do that. A prideful person will say, thank you though. Appreciate you. But so many people have been reaching out, and it's still happening on the regular. I can't keep up with messages back, and it has to be okay. I'm sorry, friends, but I can't.
People understand.
It's more than a full-time job. It's an all-time job.
It's when these things happen in your life, it helps you understand how many people you have reached and how much joy you bring into the world.
It doesn't compute. The math does not add up. I'm just like I said before, I'm just incredibly blessed and by all of this.
Kim and Chris, what have you seen from Dennis's fans, and how has that helped you put this event together?
They're really passionate about helping, and they have given so much already. We have had amazing people come through with sponsorships, getting tables, wanting to be there, wanting to donate things for our auction. We've had amazing sponsors and amazing donations. That online auction, you will find a lot of fun things.
There are so many cool things. Lots of gift certificates, a lot of wine gatherings where a group of your 10 of your friends and a personal wine tasting. We've got Alec Engel, the Bayport grad. We have a signed autographed Dolphins jersey from Alec.
Come on.
That's amazing.
Which I'm currently the lead bidder.
You want to buy that?
I do. He's also a friend of the show, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I mean, we have an artist who donates her time. She's painting a picture at our event, and it will actually incorporate some things that are connected to Dennis, which is a little bit of a surprise. So that's super cool. And the way the community supporting Dennis and our Northeast Wisconsin community has come together, we are so grateful.
We have a 1 hour private concert by a string quartet of professional musicians.
I was going to say, I didn't sign up for that.
Which I think is pretty cool.
Very unique.
Photography sessions, lots of awesome things. So you can get there from our website. And definitely still, I mean, I'm going to be that person that says prayer is awesome and thoughts are awesome, but financially, cancer is a horrible burden. And we exist to help lift that burden. And to lift that burden, we need you. We need the fans. We need the people that are listening to $5, $10, yeah. You know, whatever you can to just try to help lift that burden. Dennis is never going to ask for that.
Mm-mm. This part is hard to even listen to, friends, yeah. To be honest
with you. It is. This is why I'm the one that's saying it, because no, our goal is to help Dennis thrive.
Absolutely.
We exist to use the abilities that we've been given and our talents to provide a show, but to also, through our nonprofit, because we are a 501c3, take in those donations so that we can give them to Dennis and know that everything that you bring in is tax deductible. You know, so there's always that.
Got to keep the IRS happy and make sure right. We're legit, and we are. And that was a process.
It was a process. We've learned a lot.
We learned a lot.
But my personal goal is to just write a giant check with lots of zeros to give to Dennis. And we need you to be able to do that.
That's the reality.
It is the reality, sadly.
I'd seen something in my research that, and to tie into that, the average cost for someone dealing with prostate cancer, it's the cost out of pocket is between $50,000 to $150,000 over the course of the, and that's out of pocket. I stopped counting in May when it got to 25, like as I was talking about before. It's like, you got to be kidding me.
And again, a lot of people think, that's why you have your health insurance. But like when you're somebody who's in the gig economy and an artist, a musician, or small business entrepreneur, which is who we exist for, you don't have those traditional, you know, FMLA and all this like stuff that when you work for a corporation, you may have connections to.
So, and that is more and more people more in the world people. These days.
I mean, that's a whole other topic, right, Dr. Lyerly? I mean, healthcare and bankrupting people to get a diagnosis that you didn't sign up for that.
It's the number one reason why people file for bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Sure it is.
It's tragic.
Mm-hmm. So we need to stop that from happening.
Yeah.
So that's why we need everybody that's listening.
Hey, ladies, I have known you for a long time, and you give and give and give. And I am profoundly grateful to you, Dennis.
Same here. I'm just amazed. You're such great people. That's what brought me into even wanting to be a part of this. And it's saying a lot to your character and who you are. And I'm grateful to you. And
we're grateful that you allowed us into your life.
Yeah. It's a brave,
it's
raw,
a brave thing to do.
It's vulnerable. It's a Mutual of Omaha thing.
Nah. You are a running commercial.
He is.
But not for yourself. That's the sad part.
Keep
running.
That's
why we are here. We're the commercial for you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Friends.
Dennis is as amazing as he seems, even more so.
Yes. And amen. You can see Dennis. Glam Band is still performing all over the place. So you can see Dennis all over Wisconsin this summer.
Yeah.
On Stage for Cancer is next Thursday, July 31st, 6 p.m. at the Riverside Ballroom. Tickets and live stream access. If you can't be there in person, you can watch on the live stream. Mm-hmm. Still available.
And if you can't be there, the auction.
That's right. Yes. The auction, if ever there was a time to step up and share your love and support for a man who has been making us sing and laugh and smile for a long, long time.
Sorry about that.
This is the time. Thank you, my friends.
Thank you.
If you have ideas for topics, guests, music, whatever you want to hear, say the word. This is our conversation, and we can talk about whatever we want. You can find me, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, on all the socials. And if you missed our conversation today, you can always listen wherever you get your podcasts. And please join me every Saturday and Sunday at 3 on WGBW, WISS, and streaming live on the Civic Media app. Until next time, rock on.
Thank you.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.